Still not convinced, but what do I know? Too much of a dinosaur. Time for business now on France 24. Sean Pellegrin's a much more modern kind of guy. He's looking at the conflict between Israel and Iran. It's sending oil prices surging, Sean.
Mm-hmm. So talking about dinosaurs or fossil fuels, the global benchmark prices for crude oil have been moving higher since 5 days ago when Israel launched its air attack against Iran. And concerns of direct U.S. involvement sustained that trend after Donald Trump demanded, quote, unconditional surrender from Iran and suggested that the option of a strike against the country's supreme leader was a possibility. The market is concerned about oil supply, meaning the ability to bring oil to market from a wider region that is responsible for about a third of global production. And that's what's bringing prices up. Oil and gas facilities in both Iran and Israel have been hit over the course of the past few days, although key energy infrastructure has so far been spared. But there are fears that Iran could seek to block the Strait of Hormuz. The narrow waterway connects the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea, and about 20% of the world's oil transits through what is in effect a choke point. This is why we've seen both global benchmarks for oil nearing highs that they haven't seen in a month, as you can see on that graph, around the $75 a barrel mark, either for the North Sea Brent crude benchmark or the West Texas Intermediate. Oil markets were low in April and May over concerns that global demand would be falling because of the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs and because oil producers at the same time ramped up oil production. Let's finish by seeing how these oil prices are doing today. And they appear to be stabilizing somewhat, still around that $75 a barrel mark.
That's oil. What about the stock market, Charles? How are they faring?
Well, that conflict between Israel and Iran weighing on investor sentiment at the open on the European markets. We're seeing a mixed picture. In the UK, inflation cooled to 3.4% in May, in line with expectations. It had unexpectedly surged to 3.5% in April, underlining the stickiness of the UK's cost of living crisis. The FTSE in London opening the session up over 0.1% higher.
Now, moving on now with the deadline for the full sale of TikTok in the US. It's been extended once again, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. The White House saying the U.S. president will extend the June 19th deadline by 90 days for the owner of TikTok, the China-based ByteDance, to divest the U.S. assets of the short video app. This despite a law that had mandated a sale or a shutdown of the app if there wasn't any significant progress. This is the third time that Trump has granted the app a reprieve. He previously explained that he felt inclined to keep the app online because he felt it had helped him win the election. Take a listen.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
Donald Trump there. Well, we're going to end here. In France, the French government has made a massive recall. This is of Citroën cars.
Mm-hmm. All Citroën C3s and DS3s with Takata brand airbags are under a recall order to be taken off the road. Comes after the death on Saturday of a woman in a car accident linked to one of the defective airbags. The second such death in mainland France, with 18 more in France's overseas department and territories. This story from our colleagues over at France 2 with Luke Schrager.
It was on this road near Reims to the northeast of Paris where the latest death linked to a Takata airbag took place last week. Defective, it exploded, fatally injuring the driver, a 37-year-old mother. Her vehicle, a 2014 Citroën C3.
The victim was very badly injured, suffering extensive damage to her face and jaw. Pieces of metal were found. And the airbag is clearly responsible, as there was no other trace of injury following the accident.
The car had been the object of a recall, but hadn't been taken off the road as the manufacturer had sought. In light of the latest death, though, that's precisely what France's transport ministry now wants for all Citroën C3s and DS3s with the airbags in question. That's 82,000 vehicles which can no longer be considered roadworthy. Around 30 car brands have the defective airbags installed, but how can you be sure if your own vehicle is affected? First, Check your manufacturer's website for any word of a recall. Then punch in your car's chassis number that will be on your registration documents. If your vehicle is one of those affected, a half hour with your mechanic is all you need to replace your airbag, a procedure that'll be done for free.
Charles, thanks very much. Charles Pellegrin with the business news for us on France 24.